enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Okay, there we go. McKenzie, come on. We got to wake these people up. Hey, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We're so glad to have you with us at 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, follow the show. And you can find everybody on there, too. It is Joe and McKenzie. How was your day yesterday, McKenzie?
It was excellent. So it was one of those days where I had everything scheduled like a 30-minute increments like I do today. But I try to get it all done. So I had a great workout at Eat the Frog Fitness. It was tough. We have Ava, and she is like, no joke, our coach yesterday. So, and she calls me out in class a lot. So
I hear she's sweet, but psycho.
Oh, that's not Ava Max. You know who she reminds me of? She is so awesome. She reminds me of, you know, Rocky IV. Have you seen Rocky IV?
Is she like
when he takes on the Russian?
Drago?
The Russian's wife.
Oh,
she's
so
like,
she's
kind of McKenzie.
She's kind of hot yet dangerous.
Yes, yes. So that
if
was
McKenzie dies, she
she's
dies.
Like, come on, you got more. You know, I was like, ah. So did that, and then went to Recovery Room USA, and I did a little cryotherapy, which I love. Then I just like then I got a lot done. I got a lot of errands done. So it was really, really nice.
That's cool. I'm going to talk more about it later when we do What We're Into. It's coming up about an hour from now on the show. But I got to do something, and I don't know the exact title. I guess I should look it up if I'm going to be talking about it. But I got to go to a place, it's a place to float, and you float. But it's so much more than that. It's not like a lazy river at an amusement park.
Oh,
you know me,
a good lazy river.
The biggest anxiety, OCD, always stressed, always on the stupid phone of mine. It was like life-changing. I can't wait to talk more about it. So that was cool. Then I went and worked out, and that was cool. I didn't want to do it because I was so relaxed afterwards. And then, I don't know, I won't steal Pork Chop's thunder. I assume he's going to talk about it. But I had some fun last night playing COD. What about you, Chops?
Yeah, no, Call of Duty was a lot of fun last night. So me, Joe, and our friend Chad played against Live the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and his two friends.
There was fun trash-talking happening yesterday before everybody left. So that was exciting.
There was a lot of fun trash talking. We played a couple of rounds.
Oh my gosh, you guys played for so long.
That wasn't long.
We need to talk about this later because Liv and my wife have something in common. Like later in the show, I want to get about them complaining, but it was fun though.
Yeah, unfortunately, they won the first game, then we won the next one, and then I think we didn't actually officially keep track, but I'm pretty sure
they won more.
The majority of the
games. So are they
the
like on a team?
Yeah, yeah, it's like three versus three.
Because
you can connect online. I think it is so cool, though. I never really did this before, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it was a fun time.
It was a lot of fun.
Except I'm kind of considering Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend.
Well, they're not telling you a big part of it.
What?
That my boyfriend and his friends whooped their pushies.
No, I literally just said they won the majority of the game.
Define
whooped their tushies. What does that mean, Liv? Tell us.
They killed you guys. They won majority of the time by a big majority.
That's not true.
The way it works, though, is a win's a win's a loss a loss.
Yeah, I don't think Liv gets it. That's okay.
No,
it's okay.
I mean, there's definitely blowouts. There can be blowouts. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like basketball. A win is a win. A loss is a loss. Like, whatever's on the record, it's on the record. But how much should they lose by? Now that definitely makes a difference.
This is so funny because the trash talking that was ensuing at the end of the show yesterday, they're like, Jewel Daddy, you going down. We're going to whoop you.
Well, I will say Jewel Daddy did not carry their team.
They had some ringer guy from another country, I think. Like they really? Brought in like a secret video gamer from another
Fernando
like secret region.
Or something. What was his name?
His
Fabian?
His name's Fernando.
Yeah, he was
he's
really
actually
good.
From America.
I don't believe it. I believe he's a secret gaming agent. Yeah. No, that is not racist.
Secret
gaming. Fernando's from America, but they whooped you.
See, I don't know. I don't know what country he's from because, like, your boyfriend, I don't think he's from America. You know why? Because he had his little gamer tag. Guess what he had, Mackenzie? He had a British flag. Who does he serve? The Queen?
Oh, is he British? British?
Well, his grandmother is from England.
You know where Chas and I are from? USA! USA!
USA!
All right, dude, seriously, okay, you're like Canadian right now. Okay, but it was really fun, though. I think we have to do it again. We definitely have to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, I think in all honesty, like, they had fun.
See, I think it's pretty cute, actually. Because you guys turn into, like, little boys.
My wife, we're going to talk about it later on, too.
See, I liked when my ex would play video games all the time because I got so much done and I didn't have to, like, he was, like, just doing something else.
You're like,
here. Like, entertaining.
Every time a game came out, Mackenzie would buy it. It's like, hey, here's a new soccer game. You want to play that?
See,
here's a new baseball game.
Like
and I would just do my own thing. I got so much done, but...
At one time, he owned every video game system. It was really incredible. Okay, cool. And did we miss, like, Liv, yeah, how was your day yesterday, besides all the video game things?
It was really good. We did the float tank, which was great. Then I rushed home, ate something really quick. I had a dance lesson at Five Star Dance Studios. I'm learning a rumba dance.
Ooh,
it's actually going
rumba.
To be really good.
That's
We're
exciting.
Really spicing it up this time. So it was so much fun. And then directly after that, I had a cycle bar class. So I was very busy. I was way busier than I thought I was. Yesterday I woke up just thinking I just had cycle bar. And then I remembered that I had the float tank. And then I remembered that I had a dance lesson.
Maybe that's better. Because maybe you would have been overwhelmed. When I have so much, I'd like to just think of one thing at a time.
Exactly. So I definitely think that helped because it was like step by. I was like, oh yeah, the float tank. And then like it wasn't until after that that I remembered, oh yeah, I've got a dance lesson, so.
Okay, well, I don't want to overwhelm her, Mackenzie, but don't forget today, you also have the Box of Shame.
Oh.
I was trying to forget about that.
Oh, no, don't worry. You got the Box of Shame today. There's a lot of good possibilities. We'll do that at 7:50, 6:50 Central. Mackenzie, we're going to get into the tea coming up next. Still so much happening. What can we expect?
Whoa, Jessica Simpson's secret addiction revealed, plus the huge fight Kristen Bell and her hubs, Dax Shepard, got into.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
All right, honey. It is tea time. Kicking things off with the Biebs, who announces his fifth studio album, Changes, is going to arrive just in time for Valentine's Day. And the second single, Get Me, is out. Let's take a listen.
Boy, you don't compare, don't fit in with them. Do you get me? Judging by the way you open up, you get me. Ooh, out of this world, hands on, baby, now you send me. Looking at the way we're blending in, you get me.
That's a follow-up to Yummy. Thoughts? We likey?
It is interesting. I don't hate it. I don't know. With everything, I have to hear it a few times. I thought it was decent. It's just good to hear new music from Justin Bieber. So hopefully there's a lot of good stuff on the album.
Absolutely. And just in time for Valentine's Day. And it is very vibey and romantic, of course, about Hailey Bieber, his beautiful wife. Yeah, I think they're going to have kids pretty soon. I really do.
Oh my gosh. That would just crush every woman out there.
Everyone's going to go crazy.
The Libras will revolt.
Yes. Moving on to Jessica Simpson, who has revealed her struggle with addiction. She was just talking to Hoda over on the Today Show about how she always had a cup full of alcohol.
I had started a spiral and I couldn't catch up with myself. And that was with alcohol. Every day, and I would say it openly to everyone, I know. I'll stop soon. I'll cut back, you know, but it took for me to cut back. Like, I'm an all or nothing girl. Yeah. And so, like, I didn't know that it was a problem until it was.
I had no idea that she suffered with alcoholism. Like, I had no idea. So this new memoir that's coming out, she's making the media rounds that she was sexually abused as a child. She abused alcohol. She's been on diet pills for like 20 years. She divulges details about her divorce with Nick Lachey, her fling with John Mayer. Pretty juicy stuff. Also juicy, moving on to Rick Fox. He has commented that many thought he was on board the helicopter with Kobe and his beautiful daughter that crashed.
And I started crying, and he was like, "You're alive." And I'm thinking, well, yeah, like, what do you mean? And it was in that moment that my phone just started going, and my mom and my sister and my brother. And so, look, this has been a lot to process for all of us. Quite frankly, we're blessed to have had the time we had with Kobe.
So Rick Fox, if you're not familiar, he formerly played for the Lakers. He played for the Celtics. He was married to Vanessa Williams. Really nice guy. I actually met him in New York at a shoe shopping. And I saw his foot first. I'm like, dang, because he had a huge foot.
What kind of heels is he wearing?
And then I was like, oh, my gosh, it's Rick Fox. But how scary he could have been aboard that flight. Kristen Bell, and I know Liv's a big fan of her podcast with her husband, Dax Shepard. Yes. But she is being really raw and real, vulnerable, talking about an incredible fight they just had.
Just like the keeping up with all the mom stuff.
Yeah.
Kids, the shoes are always being outgrown. I'm the one ordering that, whatever.
Oh, you do most of that. What is the role?
Well, I did.
Okay.
Until this fight.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So I left this note, and then I came home on Sunday. Everything was fine. Monday night, we're laying in bed, and he turns over, and I know I can sense him like a puppy can sense when you're about to get angry. I can sense it in him 2 seconds before it happens. Uh-huh. And he goes, "When you leave me notes, yeah, I feel really controlled." And he launched into how he felt about it.
Now I wish this were filmed because your face is contorting in such a way. You kind of looked almost like
Yeah, and his nostrils flare. That's how you know he's mad. And I said to myself immediately, like, don't react, don't react, don't react, don't react. And I said, okay, I totally hear you. It will never happen again. If I need something to be done around the house, what is a way that I could do it that you'd be okay with hearing? What's a better way I could do it? And somehow, then we both blacked out and got into a fight, and I don't actually remember what happened, but what transpired was a lot of volume, a lot of harsh words being thrown around, and it was an angry, angry fight, right?
Wow.
About how nobody does anything for anybody else, right? We were getting things out of the...
There was stuff that was buried. That
big
was,
time.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
I grab my pillow and I stomp down the hall and I sleep in the front room and I'm crying, right?
Ugh.
And we don't talk for 3 days.
So there you go. So I think that's so cool that she's so real, raw, transparent. Like they don't talk for 3 days.
See,
so
Lindsay,
famous people just like the rest of us.
We're just like them. We're just like celebrities, Lindsay. See, not that bad at all.
But they're still together, happy to report.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
All right, coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie. If you missed it, well, we were all going to get nude yesterday and get together in some water and float. How did that go? Was it awkward? Was it relaxing like I at least hoping it would be? We'll talk about it next. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. You want to have a say in who's got the best song for Song of the Day? We do it in about 20 minutes. Save this number, 52140. You'll end up texting song, S-O-N-G, to vote. So, we talked a lot yesterday on the show about something I was mad about, and that was Liv not telling me that I was going to be on my own when I was going to be naked in one of these little pool pods where you kind of float and you relax. And that's what we got to do yesterday. But I was mad at her because my poor wife had to manscape me because I was afraid we'd all be together in the same thing. And I don't want Mackenzie and Liv and Porkchop to see me looking like Sasquatch in a pool floating around in a bunch of salt.
Which is so...
I mean, that's
nice.
It
makes it kind of sad, though, that you don't feel comfortable. Like, just be you.
Okay, well, then I'll let it...
You can be hairy if you want to be.
Well, I mean, I really don't want to be, but hey.
Right, now, baby, he was born this way.
Yes, very hairy. Now, it was such a fun day yesterday. We got to go to a place called, an indie called A Place to Float, and it was really cool. I believe we got a little bit, is it on our Instagram story? I know it's on mine, Joe Pesh Radio, but is it on Joe and Mackenzie too? Or did you just put it up on yours?
Yes, it's on our Instagram story.
So you got to go check it out real quick. Joe and Mackenzie, and I put mine up on mine, Joe Pesh Radio. You can see on the story if you click on it. But it was so relaxing, and there's different options where you could be like in this little pod where like you go in and you close it, Mackenzie. It's like you're like in your little eggshell. Or
yeah,
you could be kind of in
before.
A pool. Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've done it before on the West Coast. I mean, it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
what did you think when you did it?
I you know what though? I didn't have the whole experience. I was live on TV, so I was like showing people what it's like. So I was, I was trying honestly not to like make my equipment all die because I had all like I was like trying not to get electrocuted.
Yeah, it wasn't relaxing for her. She died.
Yeah, and I had to wear a swimsuit, obviously, because I was on TV. So I didn't get the full experience, but I do know what the setting is like, and it was warm, and I was like, oh, I would really like to do this. So this is funny. I come in this morning, and I'm like, wow, what'd you guys think? And there were two polar opposite reactions.
Now, let me go first, because I loved it. It was incredible. Thanks to everybody there that kind of took us through it. Got to go with Liv's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, kind of helped set things up for us to go. They go in there. You got to go. You got to shower, get all the gunk off you. Then you got to put in your little earplugs, because you're floating on your back, obviously, in the water. Nobody wants water in their ear. You do that. They told us, I don't remember if I remember everything they said, but you had to rub this cream or something on your, I put it on my junk. Did you guys put the cream on your body?
Okay, well, here's the thing. They didn't say that it was like required.
Oh.
And they didn't, I don't even think they recommended it. I think they were just like, oh, this is like, also if you guys want to put this on any irritated areas or your private areas, like you're more than welcome to use this stuff.
I just didn't want to have any.
Like, I didn't know if it was like, they recommended it or not, so I didn't do it.
Did you put it like on your nips?
No. On my junk.
Lower areas.
I gotcha.
Or any irritated area. Like if you have any like skin irritations, they said anything that's gonna like maybe like burn or itch or something.
Got it.
So like any like irritated skin. So maybe like you have like something healing.
Let's
like
just clarify, my
something.
Junk's fine. My junk isn't irritated. There's no issues.
I know, but I wish I would have done that because my friend is a nurse practitioner and she said, yeah, you definitely should have put that on.
Oh,
like
you
your
didn't?
Private areas. I didn't. I didn't know I should. So
I did.
Didn't.
And
but she was like, "Yeah, you definitely probably." Should
I crawl into my little incubator, my little pod, and there's like this little blue light, and you go in there for an hour, and I close the thing, so it's like all enclosed. It's very quiet. It's just the sound of the water in me moving. Then there's this button you can hit to turn off the blue light, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna do it." Guys, it was the darkest of darks I've ever felt in my life. I could see nothing, and it was amazing. You naturally float because there's so much Epsom salt in there. I lean back, and I'm just this naked, big, bald baby. I just imagine this was what it was like 34 years ago when my mom was pregnant, of me just inside of that, you know.
That is what it's supposed to kind of bring back.
It was the most
feeling.
Relaxing thing in the world. I have severe anxiety. I'm always stressed, and I got OCD about everything, and I had no problem separating from my phone from the darkness. And you get to a point with the earplugs in, and you're laying on your back, and you just, your whole body floats. You almost feel like you're stuck, like you're still. You don't move that much, and it's just that's all I could hear is the inside of just my breathing.
Did you have the spa music on too?
No, I wanted complete silence.
Wow.
It was just my heart. I could hear my heart beating.
Did you meditate while you were in there?
I didn't meditate, but it was rare. I think I kind of almost snoozed off because I went like I. You know, sleep,
now, if you
sleep
fell
apnea.
Asleep in there, would that be okay, or would you?
Yeah,
no,
you'd be fine. You know, your body floats. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
like I felt like, and it just feels like you're glued into place after a while. The way it holds you up, and they have like a little ring you can like put on the back. It keeps your head up, but your head will float even without it. Mackenzie, it was crazy. I felt like a leaf kind of floating in the water. My body would turn sometimes.
I love that Joe had such a great experience.
I've got to go back. I loved it.
Afterwards, there was this like very like relaxing area that you can come, like you can nap here, like you can just come after the tank and kind of like re-grasp like reality basically. Mm-hmm. And Joe was like, oh my gosh, I loved that so much. I want to come once a week. I feel incredible. It was the best feeling
Good.
Of my life. He was going on and on. He absolutely loved it.
Now, what did you guys think, Liv and Porkchop?
Here's the thing. I don't like the feeling of not being in control. Like, that's why, you know, I've never been a drug person. That's why I don't like feeling like I'm not in control of my own body.
Okay.
I don't know what it is and why it is, but when you get in there, you're totally floating. So, like, you feel like you're weightless. You feel totally weightless. You feel no pressure on your body, but I didn't particularly love that feeling. I'm sure I could have gotten used to it, but my skin is so incredibly sensitive. Like, I have just, it's always been that way. I get just, it gets irritated very easily. I have to use all sensitive skin products when I'm dealing anything with my skin.
So were you itchy in the pot or was it afterwards? Or both?
Afterwards, I just was so itchy. And also while I was floating, it did not feel great on my skin. Like all that salt for my highly, highly sensitive skin, it just irritated it. So it wasn't for me.
What about you, Chops?
You
got to turn your microphone on.
I think my problem was that I hadn't eaten much, like at all. So yeah. I had like a very empty stomach. So I was slightly nauseous. I don't know. I'm the same as Liv. I don't do drugs or smoke weed because I like feeling in control of my body. And that really, I didn't feel control of my body. And I had like this empty feeling in my stomach. Like it was really weird, like almost the reverse effect of what you're supposed to have.
It's like, probably because you didn't eat since the night before.
Right. Like this anxiety feeling. But I mean, it was nice. Like I know that the setting was nice. It was very nice. And I was lying there. I was kind of enjoying it. I don't know.
I feel so bad that you guys didn't get the same experience I did because, Mackenzie, I'm telling you right now, I would recommend doing something like this to anybody. It's different than a massage, but the relaxation I felt was incredible.
Well, so when I got out of it, I felt very relaxed, and it might be because I felt like a little anxious inside of it. And I think mostly it was just a skin irritation, but the spa music, how warm it was in that room. I literally just like laid on like the warm tile on my towel outside of the tub with
she
the
lays
spa
on a
music.
Tile instead of all this
and
water.
Like, that was very calming. It was so relaxing.
That was so relaxing because they keep that warm just so warm.
It sounds like a typical weekend with you minus good. Like Taco Bell at the end.
Yeah.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Some buildings in Miami getting ready for Super Bowl this weekend were evacuated yesterday after a powerful magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck off the coast of Cuba and Jamaica yesterday. So that was insane. I saw a lot of things, but it looks like most people are okay. The flu, it's killed 8,200 people this season.
Oh, my gosh.
Yet 62% of Americans are more worried about the coronavirus, which, not to be said, it is kind of scary how quickly the coronavirus is spreading out of China. But, yeah, more people, just as far as you want to worry about things, die every year from the traditional flu.
That's crazy. I didn't know people, like, actually died from the flu like that. And I read somewhere that if you're not in China, then you really should not be worried or concerned about the coronavirus.
I wouldn't freak out about it, but if you get it, it could kill you.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's good to be obviously always aware. It's just like the bird flu or any other epidemic that's been sweeping, people are freaking out about. But yeah, no, the actual flu, especially like elderly and young kids, I mean, you have to be careful. Although I don't get flu shots because I got one once and I got so sick. But
I've heard both ways about
that
too.
Do what your physician says to do.
Yeah. I've never gotten a flu shot either.
Have you been vaccinated at all?
Yeah, I have all my vaccinations.
Okay.
I've
I just don't want to get polio from Liv.
I'm up to date.
Okay. NFL's Super Bowl going on this weekend. People are dishing out the dough. Some of the luxurious hotels, clubs, and the restaurants in Miami, they got some like over-the-top packages for the Super Bowl weekend, including a package for a four-day cruise around the Caribbean on a private yacht. That's for after the game. So you watch Super Bowl, then you head out. That's only $720,000. There's tables at the Swan restaurant. You ever been there before, Mackenzie, in Miami?
I've seen it. Okay. We almost ate there. I didn't go there, though. Okay. I was there, a month ago?
Yeah, I guess Pharrell Williams is a co-owner, and those are going, the patio things, the tables, for a minimum of $10,000.
I can't imagine, because Miami is so spendy, like just every other time of the year. But now, the Super Bowl, I couldn't imagine.
VIP tables to the Maxim Magazine Party. That's where the Chainsmokers are going to perform on a private island. That's $20,000. And there's a bunch of these. But one I thought Liv would like, hanging with former Patriots star Rob Gronkowski.
Yes, his party. He's been promoting it. And the commercials have been like so funny on his Instagram.
It's going to be at Gronk Beach. It will be setting you back about $100,000. Now, the package includes 20 game seats and all the amenities, including table and bottle service afterwards. Plus, they'll stop by your table for a chat. So that'll be nice.
Well, when we were there, it was I was with my cousin and his company. So it was on the company, but bottle service at Fountain Blue, like live inside the hotel Fountain Blue, the bill was between $40,000 and $40,000 for one night. And that was not Super Bowl related.
God.
The money down in Miami is insane. I have been following my boy, Jimmy G. Garoppolo. He's doing great down in Miami, I'm happy to report.
Okay, good. Glad somebody's keeping an eye on him.
He's looking good, as always.
I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to give a little bit of an update. Cinnamon Toast Crunch and, there's an and now, Lucky Charms are going to have ice creams that hit stores across the U.S. soon, and they'll be available nationwide in the coming months. We have got to get it in with these ice cream people. We need to try some here on Joe and McKenzie.
You guys, the Lucky Charms ice cream, I will have dairy for that. Like, whoa. I will try it because Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal
little,
of all
like,
time.
Marshmallows, yes.
Oh, that'll be so
what
good.
What color is it?
It'll be rainbowish.
I will put a link on. Give me a little bit. Just right now is what you can do. Text JAM to 52140. It'll send you a link, and I should have that up within the next 20, 30 minutes or so. I'm kind of behind, but
so delicious.
It's going to be good. What do you think about this? Oh, my gosh. Imagine, Mackenzie, back in the day when your daughter was younger at daycare. A Florida woman says someone at her son's daycare wrote on his stomach in black ink to remind her to bring more diapers. The daycare puts a report in child's lunch boxes to say how their behavior was that day and whether the parents need to bring additional wipes or diapers. Just kind of a, hey, don't forget this. When changing her son's diaper that night, the woman saw a message written in black marker on the kid's stomach.
Oh my gosh.
That read, quote, "Mom, I'm out of diapers." Like this thing is
on
like
his stomach?
A giant, "Mom, I'm out of diapers."
Oh,
like the whole
heck no.
Yeah, she said an employee also wrote on her child several months ago. The employee was fired, rightfully so, but at the same time, though, I've got to imagine there are certain parents that never bring things at all. Just like they probably have their kids never bring anything to school. Yeah. I got to imagine how frustrating that is because they have to pay out of pocket for that or cover that. But you can't write on a kid's stomach. And if you're going to do it, make sure they can see it. Do it up top on their forehead.
Naturally. No, like, don't write on kids.
I think that's funny, but like I would never do it because like I would get in trouble. You know, like it's like something that's like, it's funny, but like also like, don't do it because like, you know, people are going to be upset about
it. How much would the mama bear and Mackenzie come out? Like, how crazy would you go if you saw somebody back in the day right on Lucy's stomach? Like, "Mom, I need diapers."
Well, I'm the parent who brings ample supplies for the whole class. Okay. So that would never happen. But
like,
no.
What would happen if like someone wrote on?
Oh, it would be
Lucy.
Done. No. You, why
but
would
like,
you write
on
my
kids write on themselves all the time with like, what if it was like a safe marker.
If I got her home and she was little and I'm changing her diaper and someone has written on her stomach, that would be an issue.
Yeah, I think I'd go like mental. I'd lose it on somebody. Like I just would beat the
crap
out of them.
I mean, I know you're like, oh my God. I mean, I get it, but just like write a note. Like I just think
right.
That
it's like,
be like
kind of like
pin
petty.
It to the diaper. Just pin it to the diaper.
I would just feel like, where am I sending my kid? Like deuces. We're out of this joint.
And yeah, there were deuces in the diaper too.
Yeah.
And today is my day. It's curmudgeonous day. A curmudgeonous
wow.
is a...
I'm impressed that you're saying this and you're saying it correctly.
It's amazing what words I can and can't say, Mackenzie. The Lord has gifted me and he has cursed me. A curmudgeon is a cantankerous, difficult, and bad-tempered person who is usually an old man. Well, that's me. And also today, National Courtship Day. Where's my salsa and guac at? We got to do some dipping.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, girls, you know what I'm talking about. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, Song of the Day. Get ready to vote. 52140. Save that number so you can text in. Song of the Day. It's going on right now here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. You are going to grab your phone and you are going to get to vote on what song wins today's category, Songs That Mention Food. Let's kick it off today with producer Porkchop Extraordinaire.
So today I had to get a little help again from some friends. I got some help from my friend Matt. He texted me. He was like, "Hey, I was listening to the podcast yesterday and I heard it's food." He's like, "You have to pick this song." And ironically, my boyfriend too, when we were talking about it, he's like, "Oh, you gotta pick this one."
The same song?
Yep.
Whoa.
So that song is Lollipop by Lil Wayne.
All right.
If you want to vote for me, text song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. Then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Live the Web Girl, what song are you bringing?
Okay, so I picked a song that is kind of a throwback. Porkchop was shocked I even knew this song, but I remember being little, my sister's playing it all the time, and I just absolutely love it. It's Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash.
Lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
Liv, that is so good.
I love that song. And you can vote for me by texting song to 52140. Text the word or the letter C.
I feel like sometimes Liv, like her head is like, where am I? What am I doing?
I forget sometimes to prompt them to text for me.
Maybe that's why you keep on losing.
Maybe. Probably.
All right, let's move on down the line and see if I can get a win. My song today is a very good one. Now, it's almost like a Throwback Thursday song. It's by one of the greatest rock groups of all time. You love it. Your mom loves it. When you're drunk, you know you're going to sing it, whether you're at the bar or hanging out with friends and family. I'm talking about Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Listen up, soccer moms. I know you got your kids in the car and you want a chance to be like you used to be. This is the time. This is the moment. Have your child safely text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you're prompted, choose letter A to relive your glory days.
All right. So I went with a song that you know all the words to. Plus, it kind of unleashes your inner bad girl. Or if you're a dude, maybe your girl's inner bad girl, which you're going to like just as well. I went with Khaleesi's Milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
You want it, the thing that makes me, what the guys go crazy for.
Also featured in Mean Girls, great part. So text song right now to 52140 to vote for Milkshake. Vote B.
Okay, once again, the recap of what you can vote for. Producer Porkchop went with Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Liv went with Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash. Myself, Joe, went with Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. And Mackenzie went with Khalees, Milkshake. What are you going to vote for? Well, decide right now. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. You'll be prompted, and you can vote for any one of us just one time. At this time, let's do a little station identification. We are Joan McKenzie on Radio Now. All right, hurry. You got like 2 minutes to vote. Come on. Song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the day. The voting has now ended. The calculations with Porkchop and Rosie, our amazing AI computer, has begun. While we wait on the results, the category, songs that mention food. Here's what you could have voted for. Porkchop went with Lil Wayne, Lollipop.
Call me so I can make it for y'all. Call me so I can get it.
Liv the Web Girl, she went with Sugar Sugar by Baby Bash.
Lifted, shifted, higher than the ceiling. And ooh, it's the ultimate feeling.
I was trying to take it out there for all the soccer moms and all the dudes that used to play football and could throw it over a mountain in high school. I went with Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. And Mackenzie, you wanted to get a little crazy today.
I did. Let's do this.
She had Milkshake by Khalees.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Calculating the results. We'll hear from producer Porkchop in one moment.
Coming in last place with 15% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Ah, no, Milkshake!
I am honestly surprised. Don't get me wrong, I want to win. But how did that song come in last place?
Shocker.
15%.
I thought it would have been Porkchop's song.
Shocker.
Just want to throw that out there. There's nothing lollipop would not be in last place.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love milkshake, and I picked it before, and I think I got in last place when I picked it, too. I'm like, what? Jeez.
By the way, we got a tweet from Lisa. She said, guys, the category based on your songs should have been songs about sugar, which is true, because we had lollipop, sugar, sugar, pour some sugar, and guess what's in a milkshake? Lots of sugar. Jeez, songs.
Good point.
Songs related to diabetes. Okay.
Coming in third place with 18% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop.
This is shocking today.
I'm not shocked by that. I'm not. My prediction early, and I hate to do this, I think Sugar Sugar will probably win. But then again, I called out the soccer moms. I called out all the ladies that used to get crazy and wild back in the day that might have toned it down a bit. So I don't know if they're going to vote for that or what.
With 20% of the vote, in second place, Joe Pesh.
Whoa!
That means today, Liv is the big winner.
My first win in a while, I must say.
Congratulations, Liv,
Thank
the web girl.
You.
Yeah, congrats, baby Bash.
Your votes, they matter. Your winner today for Song of the Day, Liv the Web Girl, went with Sugar Sugar. Tomorrow's going to be a throwback Thursday. I think Friday for Song of the Day, we're going to do famous or trending TikTok songs that we like. But hey, you got an idea maybe for later in the next week? Why don't you hit us up right now? We really appreciate those DMs. They help us a ton. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, let's get into it. What we're into.
I'm into it. I like it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
We got a lot of good stuff today we want to share with you. And of course, we'll put this all together on a blog, which you can check out, joeandmackenzie.com, or really easy on your phone, text JAM, like Joe and Mackenzie, J-A-M, to 52140. I'll give you a link to your phone. For me, I'm going with A Place to Float. That's where we got to go yesterday, me, Liv, and Porkchop. And you go in, it's very relaxing, you take a shower, you hop into one of these little pods or a pool, and you can have sound, no sound, light, darkness, whatever you want, and you pretty much sit in all this Epsom salt and water. It's like 95 degrees, it's so warm. And you just relax. It is almost, to me, the experience, I don't remember it exactly, of like floating in the womb as a baby. And I'll tell you what, with a dude that suffers from anxiety and is always stressed out, Mackenzie, I was so relaxed. It was incredible. I want to do it again.
I think you and Linz, your beautiful wifey, should do this for Valentine's Day.
Totally. Oh,
By the way,
you're nude. It feels so cool.
So I read stuff about it, and I think there's some places where you can float actually together.
You could hold hands
with
and
your
float.
Significant other, but they do say no flipping pancakes.
No promises. By the way, that could kind of turn into like a little Titanic kind of a moment. Like we're in there. I'm like, Lindsay, I'll never let go. And then she'll let me drown in the thing of Epsom salt. Okay, that was just being a little stupid. I apologize. That's what I was into, though. And once again, this will be up at joemackenzie.com. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into this week?
Ooh, there is a really cool event coming up on Sunday, March 8th. It is called Spin for Heroes, benefiting the Heroes Foundation. And one of my near and dear best friends, Molly Tittle, is on the line, and she is going to tell us a little more about it. Good morning, girly.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's spread the word about this really, really cool event that's coming up.
Yes, thank you so much for helping us spread the word for this awesome opportunity to raise funds to beat cancer. The Spin for Heroes, powered by Roche, is a two-pronged fitness event promoting cancer prevention and raising funds to support the Indiana cancer community. And you can participate in two different ways. On-site, like you mentioned, on March 8th, which happens at the Indiana Farm Bureau Football Center, better known as the Colts Complex. It is a indoor-style team spinning event featuring spin leaders. I'll be there. I think it's like my fifth or sixth year, so I'm super excited. Awesome music, lots of great food, prizes, bounce houses for kids. It's a really fun one-day event. And then the other way, which is super awesome, if you can't be here in Indianapolis, you can participate remotely. And then, you know, many of us have these New Year's resolutions that involve fitness. This is a great way to stay motivated with it. You choose any type of fitness activity, and you complete it between January and March. You go online, you create your little web page all through the website, and raise funds and, you know, help accomplish your own fitness goal, you know, help really keep yourself healthy, trying to prevent cancer yourself, and then all with the support in mind of helping the larger cancer community with what Heroes Foundation does.
Amazing. And Liv, see, this is right up your alley.
We spin
for 4 hours. Molly's an incredible, I mean, she's my best friend, an incredible human, but she also has participated for many years. And Molly, where can everybody find more info, Spin for Heroes?
Yes, absolutely. www.heroesfoundation.org. This specifically is in their event section, so it's /events.
Perfect. All right, girl. And I'm into it.
We'll
can't
put a
wait.
Link up at joemckenzie.com.
Yes. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks so much. We'll see you guys there.
All right.
All right, cool. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What are you into?
Okay, so I am into a song, which I'm sure some of you guys have already heard, but if you haven't, it's Halsey's new song. It's so good. It just gets me going. It, like, lifts my energy, and also it, like, has a good message. Like, if just don't have time for people who aren't going to be there for you. It's called You Should Be Sad.
I want to start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you, so there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out, and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you are, and you can fill the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars. I'm so glad I never ever had a baby with you, 'cause you can love nothing unless there's something in it for you. Oh, I feel so sorry.
Chops.
We thought about G-Eazy, by the way.
Yes,
I'm
there's
assuming.
Like a billion
oh, it has to be.
About G-Eazy. And
has
like,
to be.
Yes, it's about G-Eazy.
Yeah.
There's a song that I'm into.
Can you turn your microphone on?
There's a song that I'm into, and it's called The Bones by Maren Morris. And I like it because it's just, it's very inspirational. And it, you know, it makes me feel good in a good mood, like just, you know, like you're strong, you can do anything. And who was it? I think it was my boyfriend. He was like, I could see like a 10-year-old girl waking up for school and listening to this song to pump her up.
I love this song.
Lucy loves this song.
Well,
and
there
she's,
you go.
Yeah, exactly.
In the home stretch of the hard times, we took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation, baby, I know.
Maren Morris, a little dynamo. She's also pregnant, by the way.
Congratulations to the early baby coming. You can check it out at joanmckenzie.com. What's coming up in the tea?
It's all over. They are officially donezo. Plus, the rock star that's now selling sports bras.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Everybody's still devastated for the loss of Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter, Gigi. Magic Johnson was over on Jimmy Kimmel talking about his incredible work ethic.
He made no excuses. That's why we all should never make excuses, because Kobe never made an excuse. Whether he was tired, hurt, he played through everything. And the man gave us everything that he had.
Details are coming out that the helicopter nearly did clear the mountain before the crash, and they're trying to plan like a memorial. Of course, the funeral, they just don't think the Staples Center is big enough. So they're just, their plans
are
right
like,
now.
Like the Coliseum, yeah, possibly?
Yeah, the Coliseum, just because to hold everyone. So that is going to be quite the event, and we will keep you posted on details about that. Now, this is very interesting. Kylie Jenner came forward and said that she has ridden on the exact helicopter that went down with Dream, her niece, Blac Chyna. Dream's mama is like, hey, I never gave Kylie permission to take Dream for a ride in that helicopter.
So I really don't have like kind of a choice but to like listen and like take up with it.
Okay, so she's not happy. She is Rob Kardashian's baby mama. So Kylie is like, oh my gosh, I'm devastated because I flew in Kobe's helicopter with Dream 2 months before the crash, and she was just having a lot of anxiety and panic with it, and now Blac Chyna's taking issue. I never gave her permission. And now it's like they still have beef. So it's a big, another
still
drama.
Fighting after a tragedy. It's like, well, I still have something to argue about.
You would think people could just put things into perspective and be thankful that the gift of life, right? Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, they are thankful their relationship is donezo.
Hey now.
It is over officially. They are now divorced. The judge has signed off, and I feel like this took no time for them. They probably had a prenup.
I was going to say, like, how did yours take forever? And Miley's like,
I know.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay, and it's done. So they signed off on it, and it's done after nearly 8 months of marriage. So they weren't married very long at all.
No kidding.
This is exciting news. Post Malone planning some new music. We're going to get a new album, even though it's been less than 5 months since he released his album. He has been recording like crazy, and he's promising that we will get new music very, very soon. He's going to head out on the second leg of his North American tour, Runaway Tour, with Swae Lee. That kicks off February 4th in Omaha, and that's running through March 21st in Salt Lake City.
I have never had the chance to see Post Malone in concert. When he's come to town, I missed it. I need to be kind to our boss and get tickets.
I was going to say, the tickets are so expensive.
I know. And now my wife wants to go. I'm like, wait a minute. When he came here before, you didn't want to go. Now you're on the postie train?
My girl Kimberly, one of my friends in Manhattan and New York, she made him a jacket, like a denim jacket with his picture on the back, and he carried it around, and now she follows him to see, like, he still sometimes has the jacket.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
She's like a diehard fan.
Right, I'm going to make Post Malone a beard. I'm going to make him a beard. I'm going to grow my hair out.
And lastly here, this is pretty cool. Queen rocker Brian May, this is random, but he's launched a range of women's underwear online, and he's selling new sports bras that are killing it. They're $46 sports bras decorated with colored guitars. He's 72 and was like, hey, I wanted to venture out. So he's like kind of modeling it after their hit Fat Bottom Girls. He's like, they're bright, they're bold, and he's putting just cool artsy stuff on them, and he's doing a great job.
What are dudes doing with women's underwear? I'm sorry. That's setting off my creeper alarm.
I don't know. I mean, it's a side hustle, I guess.
Yeah, do it, right?
Yeah.
Now I just want to sing.
Ooh, wind blows.
Ooh, that was steamy.
For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So I believe the question is kind of, when does cute become creepy?
Yeah, here's the thing. When a guy is pursuing a woman, when does he cross the line between, okay, he's trying to get her attention, and then total creepville?
Okay. 833-563-2539 if you want to jump in the conversation early. It's coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. When does cute... I mean, obviously me, right? I'm cute. When does it become a little creepy? It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
And also kind of creepy.
What?
Just kidding.
What? Come on. I am handsome and beautiful. So you're asking this like for a friend or what's going on?
Well, I was having some wine time with my girls, and we were just talking about when it's hard because when a man, we like a man that puts in some effort, right? That pursues you.
That's all I hear from women. Like, why won't guys pursue me? They don't. They just want to go wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But they don't actually want to work for anything.
That's true. That's true, Joe. Well, I'm saying some type of men, the ones that a lot of us are attracted to are the ones that aren't putting in any effort. They're handsome, they've got swag, they have multiple options, so they like don't work for you, you know? So they're kind of like ghosty and flaky. But the other ones, the good men that are putting in effort, we do appreciate when they pursue us, but then sometimes they become a little too much, and then that becomes unattractive.
Now, I want to hear what too much is from you, and I also want to know at 833-563-2539. I think whatever you say, I'll probably agree with, because we all know what too much is. I think we all know. But same time, though, too, I feel like before you say anything, women are so hypocritical. It's almost a double standard. I feel like sometimes if it's a super hot dude, he can almost do anything. Like if he is doing a lot, like a little extra, that's great. But a dude look like me that looks like me and tries to do something, you're like, oh, he is really just, he's creeping me out. He's doing way too much.
But I mean, it's the same thing for dudes. I feel like a really hot girl can be a total witch and just mean. And you guys are like,
Maybe. I'm not going to say you're totally
wrong.
It's
true. It is true.
I'm not going to say you're totally wrong.
Okay. So I was talking to one of my best friends, and she was like, this guy she was into until then he started kind of just like showing up places. Like they'd be messaging, and he's like, hey, I'm outside by your car. I brought you something for a snack at work. And she's like, what? And he was doing things that he thought were sweet and endearing, but she's like, like totally eked out by, and she's like, this has crossed the line of creepy. Even though he's trying to make an effort and being very sweet, it's just like too much.
I would kind of agree. Like after I was dating a girl, I think that's okay. Like my now wife Lindsay, I know I brought her flowers after probably like a month or two of us kind of dating, I think before she was officially even my girlfriend. But I didn't just randomly at the second day like, hey, I tracked down where you work, even though we never really talked about that, and here's some flowers, I put them on your car. Oh, don't worry, I have a friend that works at the car dealership place, and they told me when you bought your car where you live.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, a little creepy,
right?
You know, no one said it, so I'll go ahead and say it. I don't think it's a double standard, because it's you. Yes, you want someone to be persistent, but you want someone that you want to be persistent.
Ding, ding. That is
so
correct.
Like,
yeah.
Like, let's go back to my Grindr days, right? Like, let's say I'm on Grindr.
Like, and there's like 5 months ago.
Yeah. And there's like, let's say there's 100 guys, okay, and I only like 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And let's say 50 of them are persistent. Well, 47 of them, I'm going to be like, no thanks. But the 3 that are persistent, it's like, yeah, continue. So, yeah, it's not creepy if you're into them.
That's true.
Grinding.
No, that is absolutely true.
Okay, now I'm wondering then, since we've thrown all that out there, 833-563-2539, what is it for you that is okay? That's good that you like somebody did. And then when, for example, with Mackenzie's friend here, the guy, where it's too persistent. What is it?
Right, because I have an example of a professional athlete who's very sweet. He was trying to get my attention, and I just was like, I don't know. I was just like, I'm just taking a break from everything, all like DMing and an Instagram. So then he actually bought a Cameo, which are the little shout outs I do. There's an app for like happy birthdays and stuff, and he bought one just to get my attention. And I thought that was so sweet. And it was like, hey, but then my friend's like, I don't know, that's kind of creepy, but I don't know. Is that
creepy?
See,
it's not creepy. As a man, you can't win. There's nothing you can do. You can't win. I'm telling you. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. When does cute become creepy? We're talking about how it seems that ladies want a guy to pursue them. They want him to put in some effort and do things, but is there a point where that crosses the line and it becomes kind of creepy, maybe stalkish?
My girlfriends
like that?
And I were just talking about this. We just want someone in between, because there's like the real like hot guys that are like jerks, and then there's the other ones that are just too much. So you just want somebody in between.
Okay, what are you looking for? What do you want? And what are some of your experiences? We'll go to Josh this morning. Hey, it's Josh. What do you want to say?
So I want to say I agree with Chops what he said earlier, that if like you like someone and they're persistent, it kind of cancels it out. Like they can be persistent and it won't come off as too creepy, but there are certain lines you can cross. Like a girl still wants you to respect her privacy. So with that car example where the guy showed up at her car or at her house or whatever, it's kind of an extreme. But we've all been on You, right? Where someone like looks up, you know, watching the show You.
Yeah.
If someone looks up, your Facebook and they bring up, oh, yeah, and your birthday or whatever without just letting you tell them your birthday, that can come off creepy. Even a small thing like that can come off creepy. Just let the girl open up to you. Don't be, you know, stalking or being weird like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Josh, you say that, but then the girl's like, well, you never pursued me to make me open up. I'm kind of like an onion. You got to peel back the layers, okay?
For the record, I like that.
What? You like when people have done research on you?
Yeah, I mean, if I think you're attractive, sure, come at me with everything.
Chops is like, I love it when I hear at my bedroom window. It shows you care.
I'm like, what? They're here. Yay.
If you were into someone, but they were like, oh, hey, Chops, I'm outside by your car.
I'd be like, how romantic. They you're found like, out where I live.
Don't worry. It's easy to open it. Just jiggle the little lock right there. It'll open for you.
This is also the guy that moved in with someone after the first date. No, on the first date. On the first date, they ended up moving in with each other.
They just said
so
hi, and he's like,
sense.
They're into me. I love it.
For the record, I have to be into you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because I was over here feeling guilty. I'm like, but you're right. You have to be into the person.
Let's
right.
say good morning to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you think about this?
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I 100% completely agree. It's really hard for guys who are just trying to kind of go above and beyond and be completely labeled as like creepy when they're just being thoughtful and persistent.
Are you one of those above and beyond guys is like from experience or what do you think?
Absolutely. Like when I'm dating somebody or, you know, trying to get somebody's attention, I will like do some research. I'll ask around and I'll try and learn things about her so that I can surprise her like in a nice way.
And how's that go for you?
I feel like I get treated like Joe from the Netflix show You.
Our show brought up again. Here's a good example. I went on a few dates with a really, really nice guy, and then I went to Las Vegas, and he knew the hotel I was staying in, and he sent roses to my room. That is so romantic. Now, had he like shown up in my hotel, my room, that would have been like crossing the line.
What if
so that's kind of like a good medium, but I thought that was a great move on his part.
What if our guy Mike on the phone right now, what if he sent you flowers?
I love flowers.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, you wouldn't
smile.
Mind?
No, I do. I love flowers. No, if he showed up somewhere he knew I don't know where I was going to be. I get eked out by like just people just like showing up.
But Mike, yeah, I was going to say like you say if women in the past have compared you to Joe from the Netflix show You, like what are there any other things that you have done where you're saying you're trying to do the research you're trying to put in and it's kind of backfired you? People treat you like you're a creepy guy.
Yeah. Well, like if you, a lot of people have their Facebook profile set on public. But you can learn a lot about a person, like what kind of TV shows they like, what kind of music they listen to. So if you like find out what kind of music they like, and if they come over and you have like their favorite band playing, something like that,
or dude,
it's
that's
like, oh,
so smart.
I know what you like, and I went out of my way to find out.
Yeah, I think that's sweet. If I was single, I'd give you a shot, Mike.
Yeah, I do like that. I think women like that. Like I met someone, and he had.
I've been called creepy for that.
Really. Like, he had a skinny mojito waiting for me, and I was like, wow, he did his research. I love mojitos. I thought that was cute.
Hey, that's great.
Okay, I'm going to just throw this out there. Now, I feel like maybe, Mike, I don't know what you look like. I have no idea what you look like. I'm not implying anything, but I feel like, say that, you know, Tyler C. or, like, Chris Hemsworth were to do the things that you were doing. Very attractive, very hot men. There's not a single woman on this planet that would think it's creepy because, you know, it's Chris Hemsworth, it's Tyler C. They've got those rock solid abs. I don't know what you look like, but I think there is a correlation between what's perceived as creepy and what's not based off how attractive you are or how attractive you're not.
Oh, live your dead. You're
it's
dead
true,
on.
But I feel like the super, like a Hemsworth level doesn't do those things. And that's the unfortunate thing. I'm not saying all of Hemsworths, but they like don't because they don't have
well,
to. But I feel like they should. They still should.
Well, that's why I always say go with an ugly guy. Like, ladies, listen. Ugly guys try harder in every way you can imagine. Every way.
Absolutely.
You should see Jeff's face right now.
Lindsay, you know what I'm talking about, baby?
It's Joe and McKenzie on radio now.
All right, who's ready for it? Who's ready for
the
box of shame? Liv the web girl, unless she rolls doubles, she's going to have some fun and might be a little painful, at least my option that I had. Oh. Box of Shame. It's about to go down here on Joe McKenzie, Lit the Web Girl. Nobody thought she would be the person facing the Box of Shame today after I rolled a 5. I rolled a 2 and a 3 yesterday.
It was shocking.
But Lit the Web Girl somehow rolled like, what, 3 or 4? Wow, one of the lowest numbers possible. Give it to Lit the Web Girl and she'll do it.
Are you ready, girl, to draw from the Box of Shame?
Well, first, do I roll first? Or do I pick it?
I think
it first?
We've been going back and forth. I think you pick. No matter what, there will be a punishment. I think we pick so then everybody will know what they could possibly face.
All right, so I'm picking from the Box of Shame. I'm closing my eyes.
Okay, she's going to draw a punishment. There's some doozies in there.
Okay. Path of Pain. I don't know what this is.
I came up with this one
Oh my God, I can't believe you actually put this in there. I thought you were kidding.
No, it's not. First of all, it's not that bad. You were making me be the bad guy.
Yeah, it is.
I will take credit on this one. Whoever has to do it, it's going to suck, I think. But in life, there's two paths, okay? There's one way and there's another way. The right way, the wrong way. Today, both paths will hurt, but one will hurt way more than the other. I was inside the store. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. I had to go get some, like, you know, some sticky traps. We have these little crickets in our basement. And I saw some rat traps. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
God, rat traps would hurt if you walked on them.
Poor lip space.
And then we were getting something for one of my wife's little cousins. I'm sorry. I don't know who it's related. Like, this little kid. And we ended up getting some Legos. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Legos are kind of torturous to step on, are they not? So you're going to have two possible paths. You're going to be blindfolded, and you're going to pick either path one or path two. We will correctly line you up in front of that path, and you will walk into that. You will either walk over the Legos, which will hurt, but you'll get through it, or you will walk over the 8 mouse traps we have set up.
I could lose a toe.
No, I don't think you will.
I could lose a toe with the rat traps.
I don't think you will. I've seen it done before on Jackass.
I need to sign a waiver.
Yeah, so it's safe. Because we saw it on Jackass.
All right, please. We've had enough of our videos pulled down off our station stuff. I don't need any more. All right,
I mean, I think Legos walking over is going to be bad enough. Bless her heart.
So, Liv, why don't you go ahead and grab the dice? There is a way out of this. All you have to do is roll doubles.
Oh my gosh, come on. Am I rolling them at the same time or one at a time?
One at a time.
One at a time. Oh, come on.
Wait, is that a roll right there?
No. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. Come on. Sweet baby Jesus. Let's go. Oh, shoot. Do I re-roll?
Yes, you re-roll. Sweet baby Jesus. She is so nervous.
Three.
She rolled
a
three.
Woo, woo, three, three,
so
three,
another three.
Three. Come on.
Live the web girl can pass on the punishment. It's a
three!
That is amazing. Oh, look at her excitement.
Oh, my God.
That is so exciting.
Oh, buddy.
That's so cute, right? I've never seen her so happy.
Oh, it's a walk in the park for me today. But, Joseph, you pop off those shoes, baby.
Wait, no, I have to do it?
You pop off those shoes, baby.
But I didn't want you to have to do it. They wanted you to.
Let's go. I can run the board.
Didn't Joe just say, oh, you won't lose a toe if you have to go through mouse traps?
All right.
Let's go.
Well, hang on.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been so excited in my life.
I'm going to cry.
I feel like I won $10,000.
All right. Well, I got to be honest. I'm going to get you back double for this next time.
No.
We've got to get ready. Woo. We have to set up all the mouse traps. We have to lay out the Lego path. I'm going to have to leave the room then because I can't see where the path is.
Okay,
I have to be blindfolded.
Okay.
So we will do that, and we'll see what happens in a song or two. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Don't go anywhere.
What a plot twist. Liv, thinking she was going to have to face a box of shame, she rolls, doubles, saves herself, passes the punishment on to Joe, who's standing here with a blindfold on.
Yay!
About to go down a very, very painful path. The path of pain. Here's the deal. Two paths lie before you, okay? One of them, Legos.
Yeah.
Which already painful to walk through. Mm-hmm. The other one, full of mouse traps. Set to snap at any second.
I love you're telling me something I know because guess what? I bought these for the thing. Liv was supposed to do this. She was supposed to feel the pain.
Okay, so you're blindfolded. We're going to guide you to the beginning of the path. Okay, Joe cannot see anything. Now.
Ow, dang, guys.
You have to choose path one or path two.
Yell which one you want.
One.
What's on path one?
Path one or path two?
We can't tell you.
My gut's telling me to go with two, but which one should I go with, Chops?
I don't know.
Path one or path two?
Come on, Joe, come on.
Legos, one of them, the other, mousetraps.
I'm gonna go with one.
Okay, path number one. He's gonna stay to his right.
Why are you pushing me?
All right, start walking.
Here you go, start walking. Start walking, and he's in his socks. He has bare black socks. Oh. Which path did he choose?
I feel like something I don't want.
It could be a snap
on
of a mouse trap. He could be stepping on Legos.
Legos!
Come on, baby.
He did choose the Legos. We're live right now on Instagram, at Joe and McKenzie. But he's still walking over Legos, which is excruciating.
Does it hurt?
No.
He's acting like this doesn't even hurt that bad. What the heck?
Ah. It's not bad.
If you veer over to the other path, you're going to step on a mousetrap, so be careful.
Oh, my gosh, you're so close.
Oh, God. Oh. Felt that.
They're digging into his socks. I think you should have to do it barefoot.
Oh, God. I stepped on a mousetrap. Oh, God. What the hell? Dude. Guys!
We told you not to veer over to the other path!
I did! You were supposed to keep me on path!
Do you just want to run through the mousetraps for fun? Oh, he left!
He left the room. He needed a moment. Okay. Yeah, Mackenzie, you can run through the mousetraps for fun if you want.
Wow. No. All right. Well, he completed, I guess, the path of pain. He ran off into the hallway.
He was a champ.
That's scary.
He was not expecting to do it. I was supposed to do it, but that's what happens when I roll doubles.
And
I can't help it.
That is Joe's first box of shame punishment of the new year. So
yeah, it is.
He's abandoned the studio, so Woo! Let's play a song. I don't know if he's left for the day or what.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll be right back on Joe McKenzie.
Want to apologize for having to leave. It's Joe McKenzie on radio now. I think I broke my toe.
I was very concerned for, I was like, is he coming back? Or because last box of shame with the live insects we had in here, Liv left. And then today you left.
Well, listen, at least I didn't sound like pork chop. Okay.
Well, actually, I think I did the pork chop scream today. Joe, I have to admit something to you because I know you're going to watch back on the video.
Yeah, I was blindfolded. What did I not see?
Literally, right before you accidentally stepped on the mousetrap, you'll see like a foot come into frame and kick one over a little bit. I was just kind of doing it as a joke. I didn't think you were going to sway off, but sorry.
Well, I asked somebody to guide me and I didn't know if I was going straight or not.
Yeah.
I was blindfolded.
Should we play some jokes around the building? I mean, we do have 6 mousetraps now. Should we put them on?
Ha ha, you stepped on a mousetrap. Gotcha, sucker.
I feel bad now.
Put them on like someone's seat.
Liv, how are you feeling?
Honestly, I feel electrified. I'm feeling electric right now. My adrenaline is through the roof, but I feel like if we pull any pranks, like I feel like we would be the only people in this building that would be cool with pranks.
Yeah,
everyone else, we would probably get fired if we pulled a prank on them.
All right.
Boy.
No fun. All right, that's true, though. She's right.
The video, I look forward to seeing the actual thing, will be up later today at joeandmckenzie.com. So make sure you text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. That'll give you a direct link. So when it's up there, you can just click on it again, and you'll be able to see it for yourself.
My favorite part was seeing Liv's face light up because when she didn't have to do the punishment. I thought that was the best. I've never seen her so happy. It was awesome.
Don't worry. I will get her back so hard for that one, especially the fact that I actually stepped on a mouse trap.
This is better than any wedding day could ever be. This is it. It's all downhill from here.
Producer Porkchop usually has a good relationship with my wife, Lindsay, as far as I know, but I hear there's some beef a-brewing. Are you trying to call my wife, Lindsay, out, or what did you want to speak on this morning?
Yeah, I am definitely trying to call her out. I do have beef with her because, of course, I finally get internet like 3 weeks ago. I get Call of Duty so I can finally game as much as I want and play with my best friend Joe. But in the last 3 weeks that I've had internet, you've only played with me like 2 or 3 times.
Wait, are you guys best friends?
Yeah. Well, at least I thought we were until all of a sudden I've got internet now, and all I want to do is play Call of Duty, and you never want to play anymore. And well, I think I know why you
it's
can't.
It's not that I don't want to play. I do want to play, and I know you think I'm trying to blow you off, like, and things seem awkward lately. I do like you, dude, and there's not somebody else.
Yeah, no, I definitely...
I don't know. You have Chad, your other friend.
Well, I know.
Do you like Chad better or Porkchop?
Listen, it's not about who I like more.
Chops, that means Chad.
I know. Well, it's fine. But that's not the beef. The beef I have is with Lindsay, because I don't know if she knows this, but I can hear her in the background of, like, your headset, Joe. So I don't just hear you. I hear her, and I hear her, like, trying to whisper, Joe, it's 10 o'clock at night. It's time to go to bed. So, like, you never get to play, man.
Dude.
Does Lindsay always clap? Because when you guys always imitate her, it's always clapping. Does she
when
clap
When Lindsay, talk? Like, I know Lindsay's, like, for sure, like, mad at me slash going to kill me. Like, she's about to snap. And she's like, you cannot tell me how I feel. Like, when there's a clap involved, it's like, it's her version of, like, physical violence. She'll never hit me, but boy, she wants to.
And I think you're kind of a pansy, man.
Fired.
Just because she says, Joe, it's time to go to bed, you can say, hey, I want to play a couple more games with my best friend Porkchop.
Well, listen, I do, but I'm also trying to maintain my marriage. So if Lindsay wants to watch This Is Us that we missed, or if she wants to watch Manifest that we missed, I have to do it. Last night was really awkward because we were on the six-way chat with all these people, including Jewel Daddy, Liv's boyfriend, and I'm in there, and I'm yelling because this is a big deal. We can't lose this game to these other guys. I'm like, Chopsy, to your left! Now, listen, I don't realize I'm yelling that loud what I'm doing. I have a headset on, but I am trying to convey as passionately, as quickly as possible that there's a guy to his left. Chop needs to turn and shoot him so we can win the round, which we ended up losing. And she's like, you don't have to yell. But she's saying it, though, too. She's yelling at me so everybody can hear me get scolded.
Oh, is that embarrassing in front of, like, all your
boys?
Oh, my
God, it's hella embarrassing.
Did you say, hey, girl, like, please don't yell at me in front of my friends?
I waited for her to go to the bathroom. I'm like, whatever, woman. When she came back. But no, I mean, well, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think you should.
For the record, my boyfriend is like, babe, you play as long as you want if it makes you
happy.
No,
he's not. I think you're whooped just as bad as I am.
No.
Well, yeah, because he's preoccupying himself in the back.
Plus, how long have you guys been dating?
Like 3 months.
There's a difference between dating 3 months. How long have you been married, Joe?
Married for 4.5, together for 7 years.
So,
honestly,
not really equal, even Steven here.
When they were playing last night, I was almost like, Colton, like, stop playing. And he was like, why? Like, you're not whatever. And I'm like,
you're not the boss of me.
I'm not because of you, because, like, I don't want Joe and Porkchop to be tired for work tomorrow. Like, they need a lot more sleep.
Liv was in the background. They're like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
So when you're in the moment, I've never played COD before, and you have your headsets on, you can hear, like, everything that's happening at the other person's house.
Yes, you can hear the background. Yeah. If they have a microphone, like, it's not randomly if you're on there. You have to have a microphone set up, like the headset. Yes, but you can hear things.
Oh, interesting.
So everybody hears Lindsay yelling at me in the background, like, totally.
And you guys can hear Liv in the background?
Yes. Yeah. Who the hell was vacuuming last night when we were playing the game?
That wasn't even me. That was actually Jewel Daddy,
oh,
my boyfriend.
Then I apologize for what you didn't hear, but me and Porkchop really tore into you.
What?
I was like, why is Liv vacuuming while we're playing?
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys couldn't hear me because I didn't have, like, a little mic, but I was like, wow, these boys suck.
I guess it is wrong for me to assume that you were vacuuming, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of sexist.
Well, the fact
that
he said, like, women should do their job and not during Call of Duty is what he said. And I was like, Chops.
Oh my God.
I didn't say that.
Come on, Chops.
Wow.
That's terrible.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Liv the Web Girl, yeah, she's taken. She's got a guy called Jewel Daddy. And as far as I know, Mackenzie, things are going well between them. They bicker occasionally, but what couple doesn't do that?
Right.
But Liv, you say you got something that has kind of come up from your past, and I want to hear more about it.
Yeah, so I got a call from one of my really good friends, one of my best friends, and I believe it was last Friday or so.
Okay.
And she gave me a call, and she said, you know, your ex, I'm going to call him Kevin I do have an ex named Kevin, but it's not this one.
It's the other Kevin.
I'll call him Scott, okay? I've never had an ex named Scott. So
she said, you know, I talked to Scott and he's been doing really well lately. And I was like, that's amazing, because Scott's really struggled with depression and things like that. And if you have been listening to the show for a long time, while me and Scott were dating, his mom tragically passed away with a freak accident while camping. So he lost his mom. He doesn't have a dad and he only has one sister. So he lost basically his entire world by losing his mother. And so Scott's been really struggling ever since then. So she was like, you know, he's doing really good. And I was like, that's great to hear. I'm so happy for him, whatever. And she goes, but I do have to let you know that he wants to write you a letter. He's very persistent. He told me he wants to write you a letter that he just feels like it would be really good for him and for the both
like
of you.
Take us briefly through your relationship. Like, how did it end? Why did it end?
So I think I knew probably like 6 months in that he wasn't the one, but like I still enjoyed his company and stuff. But I think like I knew deep down that like he wasn't the one. It might not last forever. And then his mom passed away. And when his mom passed away, that was his only parent, his only family, like, close to him. And his sister had been living out of the house for 7 years. And his sister was living in South Korea for the past 4 years. So he really did not have anyone. So it kind of turned into survival mode. So when his mom died, I did a lot for their family. Like, I flew to North Carolina with him to be with his grandparents. I went to all of, like, obviously her funerals, like everything like that. And then I really stepped up in a big way. It happened in October, and I would say until May, I was like every weekend I spent with him. I spent with his family. I was helping pack up their house.
So you knew he wasn't the one, but you were obviously like in it.
Right. I was in it. I was in the thick of it. I was all he had. Like, he didn't have a ton of very close friends. Like, he kind of isolates himself. So I was all he had. So I stepped it up a ton, and he treated me like kind of garbage, which I get. He was grieving.
He did?
Yeah, because he was grieving. He didn't treat me like terribly, but he was struggling so bad. He was very depressed. He did not know how to handle his emotions. He would be very impulsive. And he just, I don't think, realized like how much I was sacrificing for him, which is fine because I would do it all again because he needed me to. Like, I still cared about him. But by the end, it was just too much.
Did you break up with him or did he break up with you?
I broke up with him.
Okay.
Once I realized that he had friends surrounding him and that like he was going to be okay if I did, I was like, this is the time that I've got to do it. So I broke up with him, and like he's still like, I had a little bit of resentment just because he did treat me like not great. And like all of his friends knew that. And towards the end, it got really bad.
Do we think this letter is him reflecting and like having grown up a bit about that?
I have no idea. I don't know if the letter is him, like, maybe thanking me, which, like, that's not why I did any of the things I did. I never needed a thank you. I never needed any of that because, like, he needed me. Like, he lost a parent very tragically. Like, of course, I would do it all over again. So I don't know if he's, like, maybe thanking me or maybe being like, you know, I took you for granted. Mm. I don't know if maybe he's trying to get back together. But, like, his extended family will still, like, write me on Facebook and we'll still like comment on my photos.
So there's a letter coming. Do you know when the letter is going to arrive?
I don't know. And here's the thing. I'm almost like, knowing him, I could see him saying he was going to write a letter,
like,
but him never get around to it because that's kind of the type of guy he is. So if he does write a letter, I'm expecting it to come within the next week or so. And I asked Jewel Daddy, my current boyfriend, like, hey, like, I told my friend, like, yes, once you get the letter, send it my way. Like, I'll take it. I'll read it. Like, tell him I will. Are you okay with that? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And he was like, would you like let me read it? And I was like, I mean, if you wanted to, sure. I mean, I don't really care. I don't have anything to hide.
Do you guys have any contact, like social media?
We still follow each other on social media. Okay. So I know he still like watches my stories and I know like he'll still like my photos, but that's the extent of it. He never posts on social media. He never, ever, ever posts on social media. So I don't know. But like he, you know, he's gone like missing a couple of times, just like not for extended periods of time, but like for hours at end. And so I've always been kind of roped into it. Like, has he contacted you? And he'll contact me during those times when he's like really dark and like when he really needs some help. And so he has gotten to help. He's gone to see treatment and stuff like that.
I wonder, 833-563-2539, if Liv should actually accept the letter, like if she should read it, no matter what it is. Does that mean that it's officially over? Does she officially cut ties with this? I'm not worried about like the, oh my gosh, is Jewel Daddy going to be jealous or is this guy trying to creep back in? I don't look at it that way, but I feel like sometimes there's toxic relationships or the things that people carry that burden like Liv has and still does of the relationship's over. But I still feel like, I can't speak for you, but I still feel like you care so much about him that if, God forbid, something did happen, you would be right there. Not back with him, but like you would feel so guilty that you have to help him because nobody else does. I just wonder.
I'm not just saying women's, men's too, but isn't it every woman's dream when they're like taken for granted? He didn't realize perhaps what he had when he had it. And I feel like it is a longing for women for a man to come to and eventually realize that.
Right. And I definitely think like maybe with even some exes, like maybe there's still some closure that could happen there. But with this, I don't need it. Like, I really this closure. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because of the circumstances. I don't know if it's because I know that anything he is dealing with is way more than whatever I could be dealing with. Like, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I just don't need the closure. And so, like, yeah, it's more like I'll read the letter for him. So, like, he can have that closure. Because clearly there's still something there that, like, is opened up for him that he just can't move on from.
Maybe Jewel Daddy reads the letter, kind of tells you what it's about, and then you just throw it away.
Yeah, and that honestly, that's probably what I will end up doing. I don't think I'm going to contact him after I read the letter. Like,
well, obviously, we all want to know what the letter
says. You know what? Yeah, you know
we're
what?
All going to be like, we need to know.
I don't think Liv should read it. Why don't you bring it in? Me and Mackenzie will read it on the air.
Oh, no.
We'll put some dramatic music behind it.
Do you have anxiety? Just because, like, when someone, it's like when someone says, hey, can I ask you something? And you're like, a letter is coming, and but you just don't know the content.
So I feel like in any other circumstance, I would have anxiety because I'm totally that person. Even my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, is like, hey, I've got a question. I'm like, what? Right. And he was like, what do you want for dinner? Like, nothing big. But so normally I would, but for some reason in this situation, I feel calm? So calm.
Good.
And I feel like it's because we have a level of respect for each other. I think he very much so respects me, and I very much so respect him. And all I want is for him to finally find peace and finally find happiness because he's been without it for so long.
If you get this letter,
I will let you know what it says.
Yeah,
I will definitely let you know what the context is. If he's trying to get me back, if he's saying, you know what, I hate you, or if he's saying thank you. Like, I will let you know what the letter says, and I will let you know what Jewel Daddy thinks about
this
the letter.
This reminds me of the show To All the Boys I've Loved Before, which is also a book, and the second part's coming out on Netflix February 12th. Lucy and I, my daughter, love it, because it's like she wrote this letter to all the boys she's loved before and did never intended to send them, and then her little brother sends them out, or her little sister sends them to all the boys. So maybe he's had this. Maybe.
God, could you imagine
finally
if,
sending it?
If Liv actually did this, she'd run out of ink, all the boys she'd be writing to.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Dumb people doing dumb stuff. Yeah, we got you covered. The dummy of the day is coming up on Joe and Mackenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Gonna go to Birmingham, England. Cops there got a call on Sunday night. They said they saw somebody that was acting suspicious, and they were inside of a vehicle. I believe it was a Ford Focus. Now, when the police arrived, they found the guy. He was actually trapped inside the car. Now, I'm trying to think of like how you get trapped in a car besides an accident where like the doors are jammed in or something, or you get in a car accident. But yeah, he was trapped inside the car. So the cops broke the window to rescue him. Then they noticed, wait, this car has fake license plates and it had been reported stolen earlier in the day.
Oh no.
So this dumb burglar, this car theft guy, actually was locked inside of the car he tried to steal. How do you do that? Like, there's so much skill involved.
Well, here's the thing about these criminals. Not too bright.
Nope, not at all. That's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Joe McKenzie on radio now, and I want to talk about chore play. Ever heard of it? I gotta be honest, until recently, I never knew chore play was a thing. I mean, well, McKenzie, why don't you break it down?
Catchy, though, right?
It's chore very. Play? I think people are going to like this.
I mean, it is what it sounds like instead of foreplay. Chore play, when your significant other does things possibly around the house or off their honey to-do list, and it really gets you going, turns you on.
Woo!
I'm telling you, that is such, I think it is a turn-on.
Now, I don't know everything that it does for my wife, but I think my wife really is into chore play, and she's never told me this. Like, we haven't discussed this part of our relationship, but when I do things in the household, the certain things, it just does things to her that makes her feel a whole nother way.
Yeah, that's right, especially, like, without being asked to do things.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of times, though, too, I don't want to ruin the mood for her, but when I do something that she's not expecting, it's probably because I'm tired of seeing it that way, and I clean it up. She's like, oh, thank you so much for putting the dishes in the dishwasher. And like, that's her job. My job is to put them away. But I'm like, they've been sitting there. I can't take it. So I'm just going to go put them in there now. And she's like, I really appreciate that you did that.
Yeah, exactly. See, chore play. It works every time.
833-563-2539. Anybody else having a little chore play in their life when their significant other does something around the house? You're like, ooh, you're making me feel a certain kind of way.
Especially busy mommies who have no time to themselves. Maybe if you have like three kids, and maybe if your man's like, hey, I got him this morning. Go to Starbucks, grab yourself a latte. Go to Target by yourself. That's ooh. Hot.
Now, Liv the Web Girl.
So hot.
We were talking about this, and I feel like you're the complete opposite. You have no chore play in your life.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's kind of opposite. Like, if I'm chilling at my boyfriend's house and I decide to, like, unload his and his roommate's, like, dishwasher, or if I, like, load their dishwasher, I, like, clean up their kitchen, or I vacuum, I think, like, Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, is like, oh, my gosh, you're the sexiest person on the planet. Like, he really, really vibes with it. I could care less.
If he takes out the trash or something,
doesn't affect me. But we're very opposite in that sense. Is like, he is very obsessed and very particular about like cleaning and the way his house looks and things like that. Whereas like, I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but like, it just does nothing for
me. No chore play. But what if it's something you really, really don't want to do? Like, get gas when it's like crappy outside, or like, did he bring you Starbucks yesterday?
I don't think anything he does.
No, he didn't bring me Starbucks but also I arrived like right before he did. So he was running really late.
I just think anything that he does for Liv does not like make her excited. Like, no, I feel like it's really tough to be her boyfriend. It's like,
no,
oh, okay.
It's the opposite. I'm excited just by anything. Like, when he calls me, I'm like, ooh, look at you calling me. Like, I'm excited over anything he does. But, like, that's just not one of them. Like, I'd rather him, like, you know, write me a cute note or something. I feel like also this has to do with, like, are you a words of affirmation person? Are you an acts of service person? Because acts of service people, they would love stuff like that. But I'm not an acts of service person, so I don't really care.
Chops, with you and Hostage Boy, how does that go? Is there any chore play in your life?
I wish there was a little more.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's some.
You sound so
like,
sad.
You know,
I know this is a rough subject.
No, it's just because, I mean, we're both really busy. He's got two jobs. He works like every day, all the day. I've got two jobs where I work every day, all the day. And I don't know. I just wish there was more chore play, you know?
Yeah.
And that could go for
the other
thing.
Do you just mean good old foreplay, or you mean actual chore play?
No, I meant chore play, but.
So you want basically your boyfriend to do more chores?
And me too.
And both of you guys. Because I remember when you guys first started dating, you're like, it's amazing. I come home and the entire place is clean. Like, he cleans every single day. He cooks for me. Like, he does all of these things for me. Is he still doing stuff like that?
Well, of course not. Because like I just said, like, he's now working as much as I do. Like, he works his like doubles every day.
Do you want him to quit his job to get back to the chore play?
No.
No. Remember, does he still cook you meals? Because I thought that was very sweet.
Yes. But it's like a lot of pasta now. But it's just because that's easy.
You know? I feel like you guys kind of go out a lot, too. You guys hit up, like, some fast food.
Once again, we both work 12-hour days
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying...
Yes.
Now, as we wrap it up with the chore play theme, when your guy, Hostage Boy, does it, what is the hottest thing? If it's you coming home and you see he's there by the sink, a little bit of water splashed everywhere, just kind of scrubbing really hard on those dishes. There might be a little sweat on his brow.
Yeah.
But they're getting squeaky clean.
Yeah, I love that.
Or maybe he's vacuuming. He's like, oh, I got to reach under the couch. I guess I'll have to bend over. I mean, like, what is it for you, Chops?
No, you got it right, man. The sink. If he's at the sink and he's putting those dishes away,
You're into it. Yeah. There you go. So if you want some extra brownie points, you want a little something. Chore play.
Get it on. Do your thing. All right. Well, we should get out of here so I can beat up Pork Chop after what he did to me today.
Sorry.
Oh, what am I talking about? We're talking about the box of shame. Text Jam, as in Joe and Mackenzie, to 52140. It'll give you a link, and you will be able to see the video of what went down for the box of shame. It involved screaming
and mousetraps.
Yes.
And Legos.
Our girl
Jules is in here from that comes on after us, and she's like, what the heck? This is like mousetraps all of it. Watch yourself, girl. There's like all this crazy stuff in the studio. But if you missed it, you definitely want to check it out at Joe and Mackenzie.
So what's everybody got going on for the rest of their Wednesday?
So I have just some meetings I got to go to, some business I got to take care of, and then I'm going to pick up Lucy, my daughter from school. I'm so excited. We're planning her birthday party that's coming up in a few weeks, and I'm going to treat her to a little fun mommy-daughter dinner. So what about you guys?
I'm going to be going to a luncheon. That's why I'm so fancily dressed today. It's the IMPD sponsor appreciation luncheon. I don't know if like they're going to give me a gun or make me an honorary officer.
Whoa, maybe you come with a badge tomorrow?
I don't know, maybe a taser? That'd be kind of funny.
I need a taser. Could you ask around about that for me?
I will.
I want like a self-defense taser, and then I'll take a lesson on how to use it.
I'll see if I can.
And you could be the guy I tased. You can be the guy that tries to mug me.
No. I have been through enough things around here. Why don't we just go up to Pork Chop and tase him? Okay.
Okay.
What do you got going on today, Chops?
I am at the steakhouse at 3:30 tonight at Sullivan's. So, yeah, I need to take a little nap, and then I'll go work.
Okay. Live the web, girl. How's your Wednesday shaping up?
Actually do not have my second job today, which is so amazing. And so I'm going to get my nails done, which I desperately need to do. I've got some returns I got to make. Hopefully I can make it to Von Maur because I have some gift cards there and I really want to get some new jeans. And then I just have a ton of laundry I've got to do.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.